Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Girl in the White Van by April Henry, narrated by Amy McFadden. Notice that the stiffest tree is most easily cracked, while the bamboo or willow survive by bending with the wind. Bruce Lee. Savannah Taylor. With a grunt, I brought the back of my right fist down on the bridge of my attacker's nose. A split second later, my left hand clawed down the face, scratching the eyes, gouging the nose and cheeks. Right, left, right, left. Each shot set up my next. Right, leopard's paw to the throat. Left, straight punch to the bridge of the nose. Right, roundhouse to the temple. And then my bedroom door swung open, taking with it the mirror and my own reflection, which I'd been pretending was my attacker. As soon as the door started moving, my face heated up. Worse yet, it wasn't my mom on the other side. That already would have been super embarrassing. It was Tim, my mom's boyfriend. He hadn't even knocked.
Hey, karate kid, sweep the leg.
With a smirk, he sliced his hands through the air, accompanied by cartoon sound effects.
Choo, choo.
He was wearing a brown Carhartt jacket over dark blue coveralls. One of his work boots kicked an imaginary target in midair. Dropping my hands, I turned away. A second ago, I'd felt so fierce. Now I just felt like an idiot. I was mad at myself for being caught by Tim. The fact that I was still in my pajamas made me feel even more stupid. My face got hot, which meant that my pale skin was betraying my feelings. Saying nothing, I picked my library book about Bruce Lee off the floor next to my bed.